This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Facing an impeachment investigation, President Donald Trump told reporters Ukraine should investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, and so should another nation.
If they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
The president said he has not directly asked the Chinese president to do so. Trump's request for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Biden, who's running for president, are the focus of a whistleblower complaint released last week. Meanwhile, the now former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill in Washington for a closed-door deposition with staff from multiple House of Representatives committees. Kurt Volker resigned last week after the whistleblower complaint came out. Iraqi security forces used tear gas and fired live bullets to disperse protesters on the third day of anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad. That's the sound of gunfire as protesters ran away Thursday. Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced a curfew Thursday seeking to control the protests in the capital city and elsewhere. 18 people are dead since the protests and clashes with security forces began Tuesday. That includes a police officer, plus hundreds more are injured. Pakistan says that visiting U.S. and Taliban delegates will hold a direct bilateral meeting to discuss resumption of peace talks aimed at ending the nearly two decades of conflict in neighboring Afghanistan. This is VOA News. A police official in